Of no confidence is in the Minister for Health, Simon Harris. What is really at the core of this motion is our sick and our vulnerable people, our children and our elderly, the patients who lie daily on hospital trolleys, the people who wait in pain, agonising over when they will get the hospital appointment or having to deal with the fact that they have just been notified that again there is another cancellation in terms of an operation that they were supposed to go through. What this motion at the heart of it has is about political accountability. It has about taxpayer accountability, and it has about making sure that there is answers to the questions that people are yearning for. But we're told by Fianna Fáil that accountability has to be suspended because of the issue of Brexit. We're told by Fianna Fáil that no matter what, that they will not vote no confidence in any minister in this government. We are told by Fianna Fáil that they are indeed handing over a blank cheque to each and every minister, no matter how bad or how wrong they run each department. And this is form for Fianna Fáil, a party who has handed out many blank cheques in the past, whether to bankers or developers. But the reality is that accountability cannot be suspended. And no matter what, even if this motion of no confidence succeeds tonight, it will not precipitate a general election. Let us be clear about that. The Taoiseach is not going to run to the park and ask the President to dissolve the Dáil if Simon Harris receives a motion of no confidence here today. And that is the reality. I've heard the defence of the Minister here. I've heard about people talking about how he assisted in the Eighth Amendment referendum, the Public Health Alcohol Bill, and indeed the implementation of Sláinte Care. And we don't take away from the Minister in relation to his role in any of those matters. But let's be clear, it was the public who repealed the Eighth Amendment. Let's also be clear, and do not take it away from the junior minister, Michaela Corker-Kennedy, and indeed Senator Francis Black, who were the real champions in relation to the Public Health Bill. And let's also be clear, the minister is far from implementing Sláinte Care and is failing dramatically in relation to that. I also listened to the outburst from the Taoiseach, and I must say it is disappointing and dishonest in relation to what you put on the floor of the Dáil today. And it is surprising and disturbing that you have used this opportunity to make the type of attacks that you have made, because you know more than most in your cabinet, and indeed more than most in this House outside of our party, what is at the core of the issue in terms of the North. And it is disappointment that you used this opportunity. And if you think that that is helpful, Taoiseach, if you think that that is helpful, then you need to have a reality check and have a good look at yourself and look at what you have said and how that has not assisted in relation to the project. Because you know the issues. You know the issues. You have put them on the record before. And I could say a lot more, but I will not. I will not in relation to that. The reality of this here is we have a minister that is completely out of his depth. We have a minister that was asleep at the wheel in relation to the National Children's Hospital. We have a minister who misled the Dáil, misled the public, and who is letting down patients day and daily. We have a minister that allowed a budget to go through this House despite the fact that he knew there was hundreds of millions of an overspend in the biggest capital project in his house. The next vote we will have after this motion of no confidence is to have estimates resubmitted to the committee because of his overspend. This is hundreds of millions of taxpayers' money that has been squandered because this minister was asleep at the wheel. This is patients, hundreds of thousands of them, who are now seeing record levels of patients waiting for appointments, 700,000 people. Hundreds of patients every single day lying on hospital trolleys. Scoliosis plan after plan not being implemented. Children waiting for speech and language therapy at record numbers. Occupational health therapy at record numbers. Nearly 80,000 women waiting 6 months for the results of their tests because of a decision that you took. It is absolutely appalling. And I say to Fianna Fáil, they broke the confidence and supply agreement because of the no surprise provision. They made fools of you. Simon Harris spoke in his Ardesh and called out Fianna Fáil to stop this nonsense about going into his department and checking the figures and all the rest. Get on with it, he said. Recommit to the confidence supply. He knew of the hundreds of millions of overspend in his department in relation to this project, and you did it because you know that they're completely impotent and incompetent in holding you to account. So we're not, Taoiseach, and I finish on this here, on behalf of all of those people who you have failed. And we have been patient with this minister because we could have put this motion down on many occasions over the last number of years. But this is the straw that broke the camel's back. This is about political accountability. So I say to people who genuinely believe that this minister has failed sick children, who has failed her elderly, who has failed her vulnerable, and who has failed the taxpayers in relation to his handling of the National Children's Hospital, you have only one thing to do, and that is vote no confidence in this minister. If you fail to do that, you're the person keeping this incompetent minister in his job in the weeks and months ahead.